This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States is boosting efforts to evacuate more Afghans, citing increasing Taliban violence. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Until now, the State Department planned to bring to America Afghans who worked directly for the U.S. government. It's now creating another category for those who did not, but may be at risk due to U.S. affiliation. That would include current and former employees of U.S.-based news organizations, aid and development agencies, and other relief groups that get U.S. funding, among others. The department says it'll give many thousands of Afghans and their immediate families the chance to permanently resettle in the U.S., though it's not saying exactly how many. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran vowed Monday to respond to any adventurism, its foreign ministry said, after the United States and United Kingdom joined Israel in blaming Tehran for a deadly attack on an oil tanker. Claims Iran denies. The fatal drone strike on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea happened Thursday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there was no justification for this attack, which follows a pattern of attacks and other belligerent behavior, end quote. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said his country and its allies planned a coordinated response over the strike, calling it an unlawful and callous attack. Myanmar's military ruler Min Aung Hlaing has taken on a new title as prime minister of a newly formed caretaker government, state media reported, 6 months after the army seized power from a civilian government. Min Aung Hlaing has chaired the military-backed State Administration Council that has run Myanmar since it was formed just after the February 1st coup, and the caretaker government will replace it. This is VOA News.